You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Do you remember that song, Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day? Well, bulls have certainly taken cues from that particular song. There was a 300-point rally on the Sensex and the Nifty closed above the 11,000 mark thanks to a major relief rally among financials. The up move comes after days of negative movement on frontline and broader indices. Factors such as some cool-off in oil prices after touching $83 a barrel, along with concrete steps in ILNFS's issue, played on the market. The government earlier today approached the National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT, to seek a fresh management and board at ILNFS, citing mismanagement and misgovernance there. It also proposed Uday Kotak's name as director of the new board. Auto sales for September also saw some mixed trends, but the Nifty Auto Index ended higher amid a rally in Bajaj Auto, among others. Names like Mahindra and Mahindra were under pressure. The day, however, started on a lower note as financials and autos dragged the indices lower. Financials were under pressure as Yes Bank, Bandhan Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank weighed on benchmarks. But developments around ILNFS issue helped the market recover and trade higher. Investors may also have reacted to positive global cues as US and Canada's NAFTA deal came through, a gesture which comes as a relief amid growing trade war tensions for the United States. At the close of market hours today, the Sensex closed 299 points, or 0.8% up at 36,526.1, and the Nifty was higher by 77.8 points, or 0.7% at 11,008.3. The market breadth was negative as 1,059 shares advanced against a decline of 1,610 shares, while 359 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank, ICICI Bank and Hindalco were among the top gainers today, while Bharti Airtel, Axis Bank and HPCL lost the most. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that made all the news today. Bandhan Bank's shares were locked in 20% lower circuit as the RBI froze its CEO's remuneration and stopped it from opening new branches as it failed to abide by shareholding norms. Yes Bank, meanwhile, ended 10% higher after falling 7% as the bank informed investors of succession plan as well as releasing unaudited results. Aviation stocks like SpiceJet, Indigo and Jet Airways closed 2-5% lower on the back of the hike in aviation turbine fuel. Vakrangi was locked at 5% lower circuit as investors turned wary of government intervention into its books. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs has ordered inspection of books of accounts for a period of 3 financial years. And finally, shares of Mahindra and Mahindra slipped as much as 2% after the company reported weak tractor sales numbers for the month of September. Maruti, on the other hand, ended higher, even as it reported a drop in its September sales. And finally, let's take a quick look at Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world. We start things with European markets, which are still trading, and they rose as investors digested news of a trade agreement between the US, Canada and Mexico. The pan-European Stock 600, at the time of my saying this, was up by about 0.36%. Meanwhile, markets in Asia have been mixed, even as US and Canada reach an agreement on the NAFTA deal. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended the trading day higher by 0.52% at 24,245.76. Many markets in Asia are shut due to holidays. Well, there we have it, a quick wrap-up of all the activity that transpired on Dalal Street. Some losers, some gainers, as is the norm, but bulls have certainly woken up in this October, and we'll see if the trend continues tomorrow as well. Well, we can't see that, considering it's going to be a truncated week. The markets are closed because on account of Gandhi Jayanti. We'll see you first thing in the morning on Wednesday with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as a few stocks for you to pick from. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.